T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
Into different places, I will still be patient with you.
Justin Bieber is putting out an interview in Vogue magazine this month that said that he had an addiction to Xanax and his sexual compulsions were a big issue for him. So what he decided to do was, is he stopped having sex before he married Hailey Baldwin.
How long about the Xanax?
he said that drugs put a screen between me and what I was doing. He got pretty dark. He said, I think there were times where my security was coming in late at night to check my pulse to see if I was even still breathing.
Dear God.
Yeah, but what did he do about the Xanax? That's like saying, man, I had a big problem with heroin, guys, and I ate too many peanut butter sandwiches. So I stopped eating peanut butter sandwiches.
Justin Bieber said, I found myself doing things that I was so ashamed of, being super promiscuous and
like
stuff.
Like making music.
Kevin!
And I think I used Xanax because I was so ashamed. So apparently he's kicked the Xanax, and he stopped having sex for a while until he decided that he wanted to have sex and marry Hailey Baldwin.
Huh. So, do we know how long he didn't have sex?
He was celibate for more than a year.
Wow.
That's funny. You usually don't hear about people getting into a marriage because they want to have sex. Usually it's, I got into a marriage and then we stopped having sex.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm going to say something. And I feel like, Gavin, you're going to not agree with any of this.
I object.
Okay. I think Justin Bieber is... pretty is becoming very self-aware and obviously doing a lot of work on himself. Uh-huh. And I find it very impressive.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like he is doing more self-exploration and then not just figuring out about himself, but then trying to be better more than a lot of people that are a lot older than him that don't have as many options to go out. Like, Justin Bieber could go do anything he wants with anybody he wants pretty much every second of every day.
Well, it sounds like he did.
Right, but what I'm saying is to try to curb these impulses knowing that you have everything being thrown at you anytime you want, that's a lot harder than just random person that...
So what part of that would I disagree with?
Well, that Justin Bieber is a good person now.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't care, and I don't think about Justin Bieber ever.
Okay, well, now
even
now
currently,
you're...
while we're talking okay. about him, I am not thinking about Justin Bieber. I do think that, I mean, whatever. I mean, if Justin was sitting in this chair here, I'd be like, cool, I'm glad that you've kicked the drugs, and I'm glad that you did what you got to do to get what you think you're going to need in life. You know, I mean, that's cool. I don't know him. I don't really have that much of an opinion about him. I do think what's funny about the whole thing is that he basically said he rushed into marriage so he could have sex.
Well,
I mean, they were only dating for a couple of months before they got married.
But Hadn't they already dated and then broke up?
They were just friends.
Oh, that's right. But they've been friends for like 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever. I mean, whatever. I mean, he basically cited that as one of the reasons why they got married.
That's true.
And I know people, like super religious people, who like have gotten married just because literally they couldn't handle it anymore. And it's like, oh, man, it should be more about them than that. You know, that shouldn't be one of the reasons why you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody.
Right.
And it makes me even more sure that that marriage is probably not going to last very long.
I would have said that too, but now that I'm seeing a more centered and self-realized Justin Bieber, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, but he got married though, and one of the reasons, actually the only reason in the article that was cited for it was because he was ready to have sex again.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a point where Justin was making women sign non-disclosure agreements to have sex with them before he had sex with them.
I mean, can you blame him for that,
though? No, but I mean, that's also like, I mean, if he said he was living a very promiscuous lifestyle, that's probably a lot.
Well, yeah, that's true.
I mean, at least he had the decency to lead that lifestyle and not marry somebody else, unlike a lot of other celebrities that we hear
well,
about.
Well, that's true. Rain, from now on, let's pretend that a woman wanted to sleep with you.
Okay.
And would you make her sign a non-disclosure agreement just to make her think you're a bigger deal than you actually are?
Of course not.
What about make her sign a non-disclosure agreement because of all the things that you planned on doing?
What do you mean?
Oh, I can't go into
all those details. Okay, what if you made her sign a disclosure agreement so that
Gavin...
No.
Oh, a disclosure.
A disclosure agreement. It'll be drawn up by Gavin and I. We are Katie Wake Up Call Esquire, mm-hmm. Gavin Wake Up Call Esquire of Gavin and Katie Esquire, LLC. And we will draft this up. Yep. It'll be legally binding. It's a disclosure agreement, and any woman that sleeps with you is contractually obligated to tell us every single detail.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Well, all right, so you're in.
We'll work out the details.
Yeah, we'll work
out. What are the details? What details need to be worked out?
Compensation. Yeah, of course.
Right, our retainer.
She needs to
Who's going to pay you?
We'll go fund it. And she needs to tell us the details over lunch that she pays for while we drink.
Yeah.
All of our, everything she tells us is possible to be on the air.
Uh-huh.
Probably will be on the air. And pictures would be hilarious.
I mean, yeah, we would like
exhibits.
Why
would they be hilarious?
We would like exhibits, but it's not mandatory.
Exactly.
So we will send you our bill for this little meeting, and
we're
gonna get something drawn up for you real quick. You'll hear from our secretary.
Well, good thing I'm not having sex, so you're not gonna get any information.
We didn't think about that, did we?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.